Also, he couldn't speak, which was rather frightening. I called an ambulance and they took him down to Guildford Hospital, but it was only very temporary. And he had another one later on, but it was this stroke that really brought about his retirement, because he was then under a lot of stress at work, and we realized that he could not go back to work again. I think I've always been aware that there are these complications with diabetes, mainly because I had a, or still have, a cousin who was married to a diabetic, and unfortunately, he died with two young children, and that was rather tragic. So I've always been someone that has been fully aware that I could be left with two young children, and have always saved one penny in every pound, because we have been discriminated against as diabetics. Nobody wants to insure you. If they did, everything is astronomically expensive. So I thought I would create my own insurance.
And now, after a pause, you've just been telling me about travelling difficulties. So, how do you manage when you're travelling?
Well, over the years, I found really and truly I must always cater for myself, because I've had so many experiences of going into a restaurant, waiting for meals, and that type of thing. And I do find going on holiday quite strenuous. I can remember coming back from America, the only time I've really done a long flight, never again, because of the time lag and the difference in food. That was all very disconcerting, and he had a hypo one morning on the way back. I've at airports, if the trains the aeroplane's late taking off, I've had to, while in queues, feed him with stuff. Out in Venice, I can remember there waiting, because we had to wait for something on a very crowded bus. When all the school children got on, there was me trying to feed him with his food. There've been several occasions, and so now I don't ever rely on thinking we will get a meal somewhere, because we are quite strict with our diet, and perhaps that's why now he has got a gold medal for being diabetic 50 years.